Oh shit. Well, I lost my music there, but we are in the late night blunt talk. I'm about to spark this L. Let me just get some fire. Too bad my music went out. But you're at the parlor with Potter and friends. Speak on it, loved ones. We're about to spark this blunto. This is some Firewalker OG by the good people at Fire Industries. Yeah. Yeah. A little chop in the late night. Sweet aromatic. Firewalker OG. Holla at your boy. All hip together with a funky field tip. Limited edition, old school one. I got from Jerry Krasicki back in the day. Old school funky field tip from the OG, Jerry K. So it was a good weekend. Again, trying to remember what we did, but we did have some fun. Today's Sundabs, July 16th, or 15th, going into the 16th, 2018. Late night shit. I need some fucking juice. Where's my fucking... Where the plug? Shit. Your boy fucking up. Hold on. I'm gonna get this tripod thing right. I'm gonna pull my ball now. Take your bone tokes. To say this chop is pretty nice. Inside out roll. Burning perfect. Look at that big ass stem right down the line. But still burning good. Why? Because that's just the inside out way we do it. Oh yeah, now I remember. Friday night was Friday night sesh, 420 Nurses, second year anniversary. A lot of good people, seen the folks. Then we went to our homeboy fucking Ox City Nico's crib right there in Woodland Hills and seshed up real nice. Saturday, Manny Pacquiao returned to the ring and handled his business. You know what I'm saying? And we all witnessed that shit. That was a nice little display. It's good that he knocked out his opponent. He hasn't had any kind of fucking exciting fucking win like that in, like, over 9 years since Miguel Cotto. But Matisse didn't want none of that. He didn't want none of that. He was scared. Blanco, you working, my dog? What's the deal? Let's crack a lacking. Oh, wow. Attaboy. He's like, it's my Friday. It is actually my Sunday. Sunday fun day comes to an end. We come right back into another work week. I'm having trouble talking. We come back into another work week. Fucking manic Mondays. but we'll get through it. Ain't nothing to it, but we get through it. Hard work pays off, so we take no days off. Toke TV in full effect. It's funny because it just doesn't seem like yeah, you better go on this 4-day vacation. Shout out to my boy King Blanco. Yeah. Oh. Don't you hate it when you get like a booger in your nose and every time you breathe in, it feels like it's just jabbing you in the brain? That's what I got going on right now. Ooh, it's like piercing. Every time you breathe in. Excuse me. But I'll tell you, this blunt's fucking something special. Trying to get some music. Excuse me, good lord. Like, I'm trying to get some music going, but I can't even fucking breathe. I'm having trouble breathing. I'm gonna go live when I'm in Monterey. That's what's up, my dog. Here we go. Put a little bit of music on. This for y'all. Speak on it.
Yeah.
What's your take on these Drake songs? That all in my feelings challenge. What you know about that? What you think about that? KK, shut the fuck up. No go. Before I pop a cap in your ass. Do you I said shut the fuck up. Attaboy. My dog, there you go. Do your thing. Our boy King Blanco said he's doing a giveaway at 25K tokes. That's a deal. He's like, and he don't fuck with Drake, to be honest. I'm upset. Just fucking. This blunt is burning perfect, dog. Perfect burn. No run. Even cuts right through that fucking fat ass stem. My dog right here just fucking passed out. Jump up out the bed like I'm possessed. I go out on tour and I say I'm drinking less. End up getting loose and getting pictures from my ex. Damn. SMS, triple X. That's the only time I ever shoot below the neck. Why you keep on shooting? Pacquiao fight was just an exciting fight. It's a Filipino holiday when Pacquiao fights. Went to the homie's house. His fucking family was all over there. They had all the family out there. And it was just a fucking little mini celebration. Oh, man. Always work. When the wood burns slow and even, man, it's something special, dog. This one right here is a sweet aromatic. Got a little bit of this Firewalker OG by Fire Industries. That just cleared up my sinuses. Normally, you don't laugh, big guy. I'm snoring. I think I'm almost back. Today, we celebrated our boy Josh's birthday this evening. With a fuckload of dabs and fucking blunts. We cooked up some steaks. Some lynx steaks. And some fixins. Man, I'm fucking dying. This blunt is kicking my butt right now. I think I've reached my smoke capacity for the evening. But we're going to keep pressing through. We're going to finish this blunt with y'all. Wow. So what it is, what it was, sound off in the comments what you're smoking on, what you want to be smoking on, what you're smoking out of. My boy fucking Blanco's at work, so I don't know if you're smoking. Oh, gee, if not, word up. My lungs are fucking just damaged. Oh, he got his L.A. Kush wax pen. Disposable? Disposable? With the 1 gram cart. And what flavor? L.A. Kush? I love the L.A. Kush flavor. I also like the Burt Berry cheesecake. Gelato I'm not such a fan of. Lemon Walker's another favorite of mine as well. The Lemon Walker. Federal Reserve, that's a great fucking OG taste. Of course, the ill OG. I like Kush flavor. Still burning perfect, dog. Look at that stem just fucking, it burns right through the stem. You don't even have to light through it. Just keep smoking, you'll be all right. How crazy is that? My fucking throat and my lungs right now is just kind of fucking... feels like it's reached capacity. Maybe if I just do that, maybe I spit out my loogies and clog my fucking congested chest. There you go. That's a nice smooth one. Oh, yeah. Feels good. Oh, man. Sometimes I feel like I smoke myself a little too much. Smoke out just a little too much. Again, my chest was a little congested right there. But I was able to spit out a loogie, and I think I cleared it up. And I think we've caught our third win, just like my boy Blanco. We out here in the late night. It's your boy Herberito with my homeboy King Blanco. Late night dad chat, blunt talk shit, on Toke TV, live and direct. You know the deal. Speak on it, loved ones. Ain't nobody do this shit on the late night like us. We some night owls. The Toke TV community, it seems to be an early bird community where a lot of people like to participate in their wake and bakes and then go on with the day. And I fucking commend y'all. Salute. Fucking get shit done. Get your wake and bake out of the way. Do your thing. Handle your business. And fucking keep living. Right, Ray Dog? Yep. He's knocked out right now. He agrees. My gosh. My guy. This Blunto. It's fucking making my... I can't even keep my eyes open. Oh, wow. I'm trying not to cough right now. Really hard. I'm just trying really hard not to cough right now. Each pull that I take. But it's a good thing. Wow. Sometimes they say, you know, you're not getting off if you don't cough. But I don't believe that fucking philosophy and shit, because the dynamic into smoking, and when you smoke, you just breathe it in. You just breathe that shit in. Once you breathe it in, you exhale. You don't have to fucking destroy your lungs and shit. You already know, my dog. For real, though. Oh, we doing the podcast right now, live and direct, simultaneously, Toke TV and Anchor FM. Don't forget to listen on all your major fucking podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher. Stitcher? I don't know if we're on Stitcher, but At the Parlor with Potter and Friends is in full effect. Sunday fun day, late night dab chat, fucking blunt talk with your boy, King Blanco. He on the late shift, the third shift, burning the midnight oil, fucking getting his motherfucking security on. You already know, but he hanging with his boy, Herb Burrito. And we blazing. He got his LA Kush disposable pen. I got my fucking backwood right here. And we just spitting that game, listen to some music. You already know. The name of the podcast, if you don't know, is At the Parlor with Potter. Find them on all major. You can find them on all major podcasts again. Dang things. Tonight, this is episode 101, like the 101. Son. We're just about halfway, a little over halfway, three quarters of the way done with this Blunto. Great fucking late night chat going down with my boy Blanco. He about to look up the podcast. He's about to join the fun. That's what's up. Always leave a message. Download the app, Anchor FM. And don't forget, leave a message. Say what's up. I'll play a little something fucking. I've always saved this little snippet from my good friend Bombers. He's out there in the 702 representing. So if you're out there in Las Vegas, people holler at your boys. Bombers. We out here. Ooh. Let's take a quick smoke break. I'm in the middle of this. I'm about to finish up. I'll get that little snippet in for y'all to listen to. And we'll be right back at the Parlor with Potter. Alright, we're back. Fuck. I just coughed out a lung. Spat it out my fucking my nose. Pardon moi. We're coming on the back end of this backwood. I'm still here with my man, King Blanco. We're talking this talk. Spitting game in the late night. What happened to Lil fucking Wayne? For real though, right? I'm just gonna have to do that. Well, man, I'm telling you. Oof. My body fucking just running perfect. I'm gonna hit you right now, my dog. Fucking, that's a good idea. 1 second after these messages, we're gonna fucking get our boy, King Blanco, on the motherfucking mix in the Splitty City. Check this out. Excuse me, jeez Louise. I am him. This blunt is just fucking annihilating me. Perfect burn all the way down, but just slow as fuck. Just kicking my ass. And you know when you get to the bottom part, it's usually closer to the fucking... You get a lot more of the tobacco. And it's like, fuck. Kicking my face in, yo. I'm telling you, man. Just be on it, man. Ooh. Hoo-wee. Above standards, flow, so pro, I know, how I slow, and when I pass, they say, what up, killer man, stop.
stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby.
I'm gonna holler at my boy King Blanca right now, see what's the deal. Checking in on the late night shift with our boy Blanco, Valley Trees on Instagram. If you don't know, you should. Let's get it. We're gonna wait for him to log on. Checking with our boy. You already know. Speak on it, nephew. What's good with you, bro? How was your weekend, man?
Good.
Word up.
Still got the hype. Work. That's about it.
Feel you. I'm right now on the late night hype. Just calling it fucking, you know, the end of the fucking weekend. Getting ready to start my week. Blanco's on his fucking Friday right now. About to start a 4-day weekend. Speak on it. What you got going on?
Yeah, about to go to Monterey on Wednesday. Feel me? My dad's birthday and shit.
Seaside?
Oh, yeah. It's about to be lit out there.
Seaside. All right. I used to have a buddy out there over in Monterey. His name was Vu and Sang, these brothers and shit. And he used to love talking about his hometown, fucking Monterey, hanging out in Seaside.
I have a homie that's from there, too, but he's not allowed there no more.
Word? Yeah. Dog, you just missed it. I was just coughing out a lung, bro. I was just...
Yeah.
This wood just fucking bent me back. Let me peep that pen though. Let me see that pen you got there. You got that LAK fucking disposable? Oh, you got the card. Okay, the 1 gram card.
Yeah,
that's what's up. I like the disposables, man. They're like these little fucking cool pens, real sleek.
Right.
So what's good, man? What you do for work, dog? You just getting your security on the late night?
Yeah, all I do is just...
What you guarding?
Paperwork. That's it.
Word up. Oh, man.
Working here, though, because, like, it was, like, a little bit of computer work involved, I got faster at typing and shit.
Word?
Yeah.
What you blazing when you get home, doggy?
Some greenhouse cookies.
Okay, word up. What's the fucking the dankest shit around the city right now, around your city?
In my city?
Yeah, what do you say? What's the dankest shit that's around? Or the dankest shit that you've seen around?
My boy's Mendo Bread is fire right now. My homie's cousin's Girl Scout cookies are dope right now, too.
Word. Dog, look at my fucking this Blunto. Inside Out. Have you told your friends about the Inside Out method?
Yeah, bro. That's all the time. That's how I roll them now.
Dog, perfect. Perfect fucking burn all the way down. Look at that shit. Still going. I got about, like, good a couple more puffs. But, yeah. Inside Out rolls, dog. Fucking Mac Dre style.
Hell, yeah.
Inside Out.
You're enough.
For real, though, man. Fucking... I rolled this earlier and kind of forgot about it. We smoke a couple swishers.
Okay.
We took dabs and shit. I totally forgot I had the fucking backwood fucking rolled. Just letting it dry.
Huh?
I was just letting it dry and fucking, I totally forgot about it. So I busted out like, oh shit, there it is. So, and that's where we're at, man. We're just at the back end of it right now. So how many people you work with while you out there doing your thing?
Just me.
Just on the late night, but just securing the spot, huh?
I'm the only one here at night.
Yeah, keeping the spot fucking cool.
Yep.
Salute to you and all the people that work out there on the third shift, man. Fucking, that's a tough shift. Middle of the night type shit. When you get off, it's fucking morning. Sometimes you know how that works and shit. Your body is just like, I'm just gonna keep you up. You just can't go to bed. And knowing you got work the next day and shit. It could be tiring, man. Thank God for myself. Oh, shit, look at you.
Mark.
Yeah, that was pretty hard. That was pretty hard.
I used to do that shit with vape and shit. When I used to vape a lot.
Word up. So you just roam around, get your motherfucking security on, make sure the spot's cool, and get your vape on. That's dope. You guys game, dog.
My boss knows I smoke too.
That's cool.
But I get all my shit done, so you don't care.
So you just handle your shit, make sure it's all good. You good to go. Man, look at this blunt is just about done. Perfect all the way down.
It did, though. It did. I seen it from the beginning to the end.
That shit was perfect, bro.
That shit was level from the top.
From the collar all the way down, dog.
And it just, you could even see the stem sticking straight up, but it was burnt.
It was just burning right through the stem like a fucking candle wick and shit. That's what I love about it.
I think that's what really helps. Burn the stem right is when it's inside out.
And I think that when you're doing it inside out is because the stem, which is normally on the outside, it's on the inside getting burnt.
Yeah, when on you, the outside.
When you copy it and do it on the outside and you just unravel it, it's a backwood. So it's used to having backwood and shit. Now when you got the dank in there, it doesn't fucking, that stem's all fucked up. But I don't know. We could be wrong. I don't know. But prove us wrong. I don't know. It's just, we don't know. It works. I think it works, though.
It does work.
I really can't explain it too well, but I know it works.
Yeah,
what happened to the tunes? Hold on. Let me get some tunes going right here.
Hey, I subscribe to your podcast, though.
Thanks, dog. I appreciate that, man. Fucking leave a review, whatever you may do. Fucking, if you download the Anchor app, you could fucking leave a message. You could call in, you know, and then if you call in, leave a message, I could fucking respond back to the message, and then it'll go like a back and forth type shit. And it's just as easy as just jumping on your phone, like, yo, man, what's up with you today? What's cracking like in your city? You know, that kind of shit.
What's the app called?
It's called Anchor FM.
Anchor FM?
Yep, and then you can create your own podcast if you want to. That's what it is. It's just an app to create.
The podcast goes on that too?
Huh?
The podcast is on that too?
All kinds of podcasters on it, and you can just create your own if you want. It's pretty sick, dog, and it just does a lot of the hard work for you. All you gotta do is just create. Wow.
Podcast, fuck it.
You know? Talk about dank. I'm right here, you know, I'm right here on the late night just smoking that good shit and just smoking my dank. Oh, man. What a night. Man, fucking those steaks were the fucking just the shit. Those steaks were just a business, dog. And I don't know how to say it. They were just the business. Ugh. Little mini ribeyes. Fucking, well, not even mini. They're just smaller ones. You hear that beat?
No.
How about that? Sometimes I don't want to drown it from the talking, you know what I mean? I want to keep it a little low, but just enough so you can at least hear it and enjoy the beats. This is DJ Babu, if you don't know. Or the Beat Chunky Crew. What'd you think about them LA Kush pens? What's your opinion?
Huh?
What's your opinion on the LAK pens? You like them?
I think they like really smooth, like the way they are.
I like that flavor. I like the taste.
The type of cartridge with the ceramic tip and like the way they made it, like the way the airflow is and all that, it hits pretty like smooth.
I agree with you. I agree.
I heard it because I be getting my other one, and then once I hit this one for the first time, it hit hella hard. Like, it don't normally do that. And it was on a low setting, and it hit so smooth. It tasted hella good.
Dope.
And it's so gold. It's like so clear and gold.
I need to charge up my flight form pan. Flight Farm comes from the same company that does the LAK.
I have this one. I have a backup one, too. I need to get one like that, but I have a backup one, too. I have this one, and then I have a smaller brass knuckle one.
Okay. Gotta love brass knuckles, man. Can't knock brass knuckles. I love me some brass knuckles.
Bro, I love this thing, though. Look how good
that is. Hell yeah, bro. The LA Chris fucking flavor. I got Skywalker OG in this one right here.
I want that shit, because that shit has the magnetic shit, right?
Yup.
That's perfect. Oh, it's a strong ass magnet too, that's hard.
Yeah. And you can put it like you see that shit?
Huh? Oh yeah. Oh shit, that's fine.
Magnet like that, you know what I mean? Just stick it to the wall. To the fucking... Yo, did you watch that Pacquiao fight? What you think?
Yeah.
He did his work.
He did his work,
man. Fucking, that'll be dope. But yeah, I want to see who he fights next. For real. But there's a lot of young dudes out there. They probably fucking give him a run for his money, dog. But we shall see.
Yeah.
Till that happens, we shall see.
I'm just ready for the
Canelo Triple G. Yeah. That's going to be a dope fight.
I can see how they saw the last one of the tie, but at the same time, I feel like Triple G wants it.
I go with Triple G on that first one, on that first fight. He was more of the aggressor. He posed as the ring general. He set the pace of the fight.
For sure, he took the first round.
Canelo?
No.
Or Triple G? What did you score it?
I don't even remember. Honestly, I gotta go back and look at it. All right. I haven't seen that fight.
I had it like fucking 9 rounds to fucking 3, fucking Triple G, because even the close rounds, in my opinion, Triple G fucking neutralized a lot of the fucking those combos, those flashy combos. He neutralized a lot of that momentum and put just as good effort in the same rounds.
The thing I think why Triple G wanted to is because he didn't really, capitalize on it, but he had Canelo up against the ropes a lot.
Yeah. He set the pace of the fight, in my opinion.
Yeah. He was basically controlling where Canelo would move.
He was placing him where to fight.
It's like a dude dancing with a female. He was obviously the man in the fight. I'm just gonna say.
Yeah, he was leading. He was leading the dance.
You could tell he was leading him. He would go left. And Canelo would slide left,
mm-hmm.
and go back right, and then he would lead him into the corner.
Totally. And Canelo had some good combo. He had a couple good. He had a couple good moments in the fight, in my opinion, but not enough to warrant fucking winning rounds. He had a couple good moments, but not to win the rounds. So that's why I gave a lot of fucking rounds to Golovkin. People may look at it a little bit closer, but I give a lot of rounds to Golovkin because of the aggression.
That's the reason why I say he won most of the rounds, because of the control.
Right, he controlled the pace of the fight.
It had to be the
control. But it's crazy because judges must look at it a different way than the normal viewer does.
But even though they didn't completely unload on each other, they had some hard ass hits on each other, and both of them didn't get turned at all.
True.
Like, there was some slow motion ones where Canelo got smacked right dead in the face, and he just ate that. Same thing with Triple G. Triple G took a few of them to the jaw, and he just ate like it was nothing.
He just ate it like.
He just get laughed and then just look right back at him like.
He's like, let's go. Big drama show. Right, but yeah, that's gonna be a good fight. Fucking, when do they fight? That's in September. Is that September? I think so. I think it's gonna be a proving match. They're not gonna go. They don't want. I don't think they're gonna want to take it to the judges. They're gonna slug it out to see who really got the fucking chingon.
Yeah, they can't leave it on the judges. it up to the judges. They can't leave it up to the judges.
True.
The last fight proved it that they can't leave it up to the judges.
Yeah. Someone has an
argument. That's pretty much what they're trying to do.
But we'll see.
I feel like what they're trying to do is just trying to win over the judges. But obviously it
we'll see. We'll see how it is. Boxing is a business and a sport, and a lot of times they talk a lot of big game that they're gonna do something, and then night of the fight they just box again.
That's why there was so much negotiation.
Yeah.
The same thing with this time too.
They just want to make sure they get paid right.
Hey, but that thing though about how like the meat is tainted out there, it really is tainted out there in Mexico.
What's that?
Like, the meat out there in Mexico is hella tainted. So, like, when Canelo says that shit's tainted, no, he really means it, because that shit is really tainted like that.
Oh, that wouldn't go.
Because there's different laws out there, so they can do it different ways out there.
When he was eating that bad meat out there in Mexico?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what they eat out there. They can't buy shit.
Yeah, they don't have the choice of, you know, yeah. They don't have the different regulatory. That's just what's out there. Yeah, you can't knock him for fucking eating the food in his homeland.
Hey, and he has to have a steady diet. He can't just not eat.
Yep. Yeah, no, that was kind of fucked up. They suspended him for 6 months because of that shit.
But, hey, you know he's been training with Bob
Phillips. Yep, he's been training hard. You know that, fucking. And he's kind of pissed, it looks like. He's kind of pissed. He's like, man, I'm going to fuck you.
Even though, I know for a fact, even though, like, they knew, like, when they first called the fight, whatever, I already knew they were still both training for the fight. Like, they already knew it's still going to happen.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, they have no doubt in their mind that they're going to get the rematch in.
They're probably both thinking, like, yo, once this is finished up, it's on.
Right.
That shit's about to be crazy, though. I hope so.
That'd be cool, bro. What time you end your shift? Fucking Blanco? You fucking, You do, like, the balls to fucking 7 or something?
6.
Okay, 11 to 6?
10 to 6.
10 to 6,
10
to 6.
Straight
8. Straight up, dog. That's fucking wild, bro. How far do you usually drive to work?
Like 10 minutes from my
house. Oh, you cool then. You cool, huh? You know, don't you hate when like you have like the graveyard shift and you have to drive deep to it? I hate that shit.
I used to work in the Bay like that.
Right?
Graveyard at the base.
Ugh. Trying to get through, and then in the morning leaving.
It was so fucking cold.
Really though.
Hell was cold out there at night. At night it's fucking freezing. Even the jackets they used to give us at the warehouse
sucked. Fuck that.
They were thick, but it was still fucking freezing. Like your ears would be like hurting.
Right, right.
Especially in the winter, that shit was. And then we used to be double. Man, that shit sucked.
Feel you, dog. Well, shit, Bungo, I'm going to get going, my dog. You fucking, it was good chopping it up with you, man. We'll fucking talk more game in a little bit, you know, on another sesh. Probably see you on Talk TV if someone's streaming. I may not. I may be. Who knows? My G. Good hollering at you, bro. In a minute. And if you don't know, you should. That's Blanco. King Blanco, my boy. Anywho, you've been at the Parlor with Potter and Friends. If you made it this far, make sure to subscribe, rate, review, leave a fucking, a nice fucking note. Because if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. Anywho, you've been at the Parlor with Potter and Friends. Have a good evening. We'll catch you on the flip. Yee.
Yo, yo, what up, Herb Potter? You know, the Brookshire boys just wanted to do a quick shout out for all the bombers, you know. We up in the building, what's up? Anyways, finish your fucking milk. We're watching.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.